You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aotearoa Contemporary is a new exhibition at Auckland Art Gallery offering a platform for new art and ideas in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Presented by principal partner Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, the exhibition features 27 artists and 22 new compelling projects and is expected to run in conjunction with the Walters Prize every 3 years. It aims to provide a platform for young, emerging and lesser known artists to showcase what is new and current in Aotearoa, New Zealand's diverse cultural environment with its dynamic history of contemporary art. I spoke to Senior Curator of Global Contemporary Art at Auckland Art Gallery, Natasha Conland, and Acting Curator of Pacific Art, Cameron Alu Matamua, about the show, its conception and what to expect. And so I wanted to firstly ask you a bit about the impetus of this exhibition. What brought about Aotearoa Contemporary and what's the kaupapa of the show?
Great question. So what the process was we started thinking first about the Walters Prize and some reframing of the Walters Prize. As you may know, it's now 20 years old, more than that. And we wanted to give it more emphasis and visibility in the program. So a decision was made at the beginning of last year to bring it down to the level one spaces, which has a lot of potential because it means that it's our main visitation area for the general public. So given that we see about 300,000 to 400,000 visitors a year, it means that as one of three exhibitions, it would get, you know, some real push in our programming. And alongside with that, of course, because the Walters Prize is only a four-person exhibition, it married really nicely with the time in which the director and I were thinking about how to give more visibility to a new generation of New Zealand artists, and in fact, more than it being about age and stage, just recognising that there was a lot of practice that we just weren't seeing through our programme, and what could be the catalyst that would bring those artists together where we could use our resources at the gallery, technical, if possible financial, although at that time there were very grim moments in our city. And it was sort of about enlivening the message and the feeling of breadth for New Zealand art. And so we began to think about this exhibition, Aotearoa Contemporary, that would sit alongside the Walters and give it that breadth and create a feeling of, you know, like here are these amazing four artists with their four solo presentations they're working newly on and have been working on for almost 2 years. And alongside that, hey, here's a whole lot of artists that you may not know, but look how strong their practice is, how they could equally be contenders for this award in one day, and actually give some conversation between them in this form of a group exhibition for our audiences.
So I think, you know, coming into this exhibition for both the Walters Prize and Aotearoa Contemporary from the beginning of this year, it was very exciting to hear Ania Tonga and Natasha Conland, who were the original lead curators on this exhibition, and now we've created this kind of curatorium. It was really interesting and exciting to hear them wanting to fan out or expand the gallery's kind of reach into different artistic communities. I think one of the kind of criticisms that our generation, maybe millennial generation, get is where are they? Have we kind of disappeared? But I do kind of think that we have just moved out into different spaces. So we're looking at people like The Killing, who also have a big presence within the Aotearoa ballroom voguing community. There's a lot of Indigenous artists who are working in different spaces, such as the marae or their homes, bringing in their communities. So it's really beautiful to be able to see that coming into the gallery.
Totally. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the partnership with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, which will mark the first time an iwi has funded a nationwide New Zealand contemporary art exhibition. How will this relationship operate and how has it influenced and guided the curation of this show?
The partnership is a cultural partnership. It expresses the now two-year relationship that the Auckland Art Gallery, Toia Tāmaki, has had with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. And through the focus of their support for this exhibition, it gives that partnership a visibility because if they contribute, if you like, financially, in accordance with some of our corporate sponsorship models, means they have their name in close connection with the brand and identity for the show. And that was their input, that they wanted to express, almost like this concept of monarchy in relation to the exhibition, that they would be a host and a platform for these younger artists and this big project that we imagine will happen every 3 years in Tamaki Makaurau. So it's very much about giving visibility to the gift, to the Te Kawo gift, the original gift of the central isthmus of Auckland to the city, and also expressing through that a concept of how Ngāti Whātua can also support a vision for Auckland as a multicultural centre. And their support and partnership for the exhibition we hope to be ongoing, but at the moment it's for this iteration. And it comes in its sort of contracted phase quite late. So it hasn't actually been part of the curatorial process as much as an organisational alignment.
And this exhibition is bringing together 27 younger, emerging and less visible artists. Briefly, could you tell me a bit about them and how they were selected for the show?
Yes. So at the beginning, when Anna and I developed the concept for the exhibition under this sort of broader rubric of Aotearoa Contemporary, we both agreed, I think, pretty much, and in consult with our colleague Nathan Pohill, who was involved in some of those early discussions, that we would treat it as an opportunity to think afresh about the art scene. So rather than creating a theme in which we dive into new practice, that we actually go out there and have studio visits and also take the opportunity to ask artists, well, what do you think is important right now? What do you think is interesting about practice in New Zealand at this time? So the conversations were quite broad, and we developed a really long list of artists we wanted to meet. I mean, even as I say, studio visits, of course, not all artists have studios. So a lot of these were meetings around a computer or in the cafe. But also we did see a lot of work at that time and just really almost like filter through the conversations and what we were seeing into what would be a group of artists that would make sense together and say something about, you know, that notion of something vital and, yeah, I guess unseen for our public in particular, because a lot of these artists have exhibited before elsewhere at places like Artspace and our other centres, Te Uru, etc. But there is something really powerful about grouping artists together, because there's all this synchronicity suddenly that becomes really the exciting stuff of making a bigger statement about what visual art is and what it could do.
Let's talk a little bit about like what we can expect from Aotearoa Contemporary. Are there going to be a variety of mediums in the exhibition?
Yes, certainly there is a huge variety of mediums, and maybe just touching on one of our points of themes within the show, which I was thinking about, was whakapapa, really, and how different artists are approaching this conceptually within their work. So thinking about an artist like Te Ara Minhenek, who is an uri of Ngāti Te Ata. She is exhuming her land, her whenua, from the waterways of Waiuku, and she's representing that within the space, kind of calling on a tradition of earthworks or earth sculptures, but also really grounding that in the concept of whakapapa.
That's true. There's a really strong theme of whakapapa, and also how an Indigenous voice might reclaim the concept of space, particularly the space of land, which has been designated, particularly in urban areas, into sites of commerce. So an artist like Amon Ngākuru, and also George Watson with their explorations of fences, even very evocatively, and different sculptural practice, brings to mind how we divide and visualize ownership. As well as that, we want to say that there's this great kind of energy, and I don't know if it's a theme, but the show feels very playful. And there are some artists that are addressing that directly, like the Killing Collective. But also there are artists who are playing with their own training in a particular media or material, like Sung Hwan, Bobby Park, who's trained in ceramics, but is making these people based on his work that he's done, reflecting on his time in the military in South Korea. queer and very much queering the forms of violence within that context, and playing really with the explorations of, I think, glamour and wit and cheek and a bit of mischief. And that freedom is also epitomised, I think, in the work of Ron Tekawa in that same room in the gallery, where he makes this absolutely splendid, and that's not a word you hear much in contemporary art, is it? A splendid waharoa made out of quilts and beading and power eyes, where he's created two taniwha, and riding on their backs are Hine Nui Tupo and Hine Titama, in dreadlocks and a kind of rainbow colours to their dress. So it's a free space where he imagines that these gods or atua create a feeling of healing, in a way, for those concepts of reclaiming your identity and your whakapapa.
Another conversation that Natasha and I were having this week also around the choreographic commissions for the exhibition, Natasha brought up this kind of brilliant point of what she calls embodied release. So thinking about the ways that dancers are trained in different traditions. So somebody like Jara Wasasala, who brings in Japanese buto, crumping, flexing, Fijian meke, thinking about the ways that these artists have embodied or learnt these traditions, and then in the moment of performance have gotten this release completely, where they're able to move freely, invoking those traditions while also creating something entirely different and exciting. I think that that term, embodied release, Natasha, is also a great way to think about exhibitions as well, you know?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great point, Cam. For me, it was so important to bring live bodies into the exhibition space, and it's been something I've been working on through the last, well, some time. But specifically working with dancers is a real treasure and a privilege in the exhibition space, and just encouraging us within Toyo Tamaki to invite the body as part of the visitation experience with people such as dancers and choreographers who are trained to know how to use their body in relation to visitors, but also in relation to architecture and objects. And it's a really special part of the show, actually, that suite of four choreographic commissions.
That's so beautiful. And just so briefly, just because we're running out of time here, unfortunately, just so quickly, what are your hopes and aspirations for the exhibition and how it's received by the public?
I think when you make an exhibition, it's quite unconscious a lot of the time. You know, you're working with themes that aren't really, in a way, they're not articulated through the written mode or other modes. You're drawing together feelings, you're drawing together materials, you're drawing together ideas. And, you know, some of them are quite powerful and some of them are quite crazy and some of them are quite just gentle. And I just feel really excited about that quantity of people who might flush through the space and really feel hit by just how, I guess, this feeling of pride of what these people are doing, who have made that still quite radical decision to dedicate their lives, or at least this moment in their lives, to a relatively precarious practice. And so that then feeds back into our bigger conversation of how do we support these artists in their journey. So it should feel powerful, it should feel funny, it should feel playful and a little bit joyous, I think, in this time.
And it's nice to think about, you know, we have our opening tomorrow for the artists and their whānau, and it's been a beautiful experience watching all of our artists kind of bring in their different networks, their friend networks, their chosen families, their blood family, and seeing how this is a kind of community effort in a lot of ways. So I do hope that that translates to the public as well, because we definitely feel the afi and the aroha from our artists and their people.
That was Natasha Conland and Cameron Alu-Matamua speaking to me about Aotearoa Contemporary, a new exhibition at Auckland Art Gallery. We'll be right back. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.